Welcome to Positive Impact with Andrew Schultz.
Are you struggling with stress and anxiety? Are you numbing out with drugs, alcohol, pornography, food, or Netflix? Are you lacking direction and purpose? Do you feel like you're just surviving and going through the motions? If you answered yes to any of these questions, trust me, I understand. I can relate. I've been there. And we're all meant to thrive, not just survive. My name is Andrew Schultz, and as a transformational life coach, I specialize in behavior change. My life purpose is to be present and connected, to empower, support, serve, and inspire so that others know they're not alone. And I've helped hundreds of clients from all walks of life create maximum success, significance, and fulfillment. If you want to take the first step in your positive impact transformation journey, click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free 30-minute connection call today. Because you're worth it and you deserve it. Hey, friends. I was talking to a client last week, and he was struggling with his intimacy with his wife. And I shared with him the same five things that I'm going to share with you today. Five ways to improve your intimacy with your partner. These five things I've incorporated into my own relationship for the last year and a half. And I promise you, if you incorporate these, you'll see a huge improvement in your intimacy, in your relationship. Number one, buy fresh flowers every week. They look good. They smell good. Especially if you can match the color of the flowers to her favorite color. Added bonus. Number two, ask this simple question every morning. How can I support you? And then wait for the answer. Number three, date night at least every other week. An opportunity to get dressed up, to smell good, to do the hair, go out on the town. Make her feel special. It's so easy otherwise to get into the monotonous day in and day out routine. And I promise you, the investment of date night is so worth the intimacy you'll find in the relationship. Number four, relationship check-ins, non-negotiable every week. For us, in my relationship, it's every Sunday night. The relationship check-ins look like this. I'll go first. Hey, babe, what's working well in the relationship is? Hey, babe, what's not working well in the relationship is? And it's an opportunity for me to communicate my feelings in a safe way, in a loving way, in a respectful way. Talking about finances, sex, and anything else that comes up throughout the week, this is my opportunity to share it. Because I know what happens if I don't, it's going to come out later on in an unhealthy way. So communicating our feelings. After I'm complete, she'll repeat back to me exactly what she heard me say to make sure we're literally on the same page and there's no discrepancies. She'll go next. She'll repeat to me, "Hey, babe, what's working well in our relationship is. What's not working well in our relationship is." When she's done, I'll repeat back to her exactly what I heard her tell me to make sure we're on the same page. Once we are, we're both complete. Number five, the fifth way to improve your intimacy with your partner. Men, listen closely. She comes first. I promise you, if you incorporate these five things, your intimacy and your relationship will go to the next level. I hope this helps. See you soon.